think I can repeat what you were saying. Something was like this: take my life and let it be. And what was the rest of it? A living prayer.
A living prayer, my Lord, to thee.
Yeah, isn't that something? Take my life and let it be a living prayer, dear Lord, to thee. Amen. That's what we need to do, isn't it? Take our life, Lord, and just let it be. And, you know, that's kind of strange, but that she sang that song. The thoughts on my heart tonight, what influence do we have on others? And that's just come on my heart. And, you know, that's a wonderful thought. What influence do we have on others? Lord, just take my life and let it be. Now, take my life and let it be. We've got to depend on the Lord, don't we? Anything we can do is not any good. But if we can depend on the Lord and depend on Him to lead us and guide us and direct us, it will work. Yeah. Brother Jack, glad you got up, son.
Yes.
Obey. Obedience is better than sacrifice. You can sacrifice to come and sit there all night and not obey the Spirit of God to do something and go home miserable. But if you will come and obey the Spirit of the Lord, you can go home rejoicing and glad. And that's what we need to do. But the influence on others. You know, a lot of people, they read this leatherback book. Some are covered with other stuff, some with material and all those things. But did you know that's not the book that's going to really reach out to them? Did you know the Bible said that a carnal man's mind is not subject to the Word of God? That's what he said. You can read all those books, no matter what their cover is. But the Spirit of God will not work because the carnal mind is not subject to the Word of God. But the one that they will have to pay attention to is the one that's doing it on that old shoe leather, carrying the gospel, amen, preaching the gospel, reaching out. They'll have to hear that, and they can hear that, and God works in that. That's what He said, I'm going to work in. I'm going to work in word that I've called people, and I've called some to preach and some to teach and some to do other things. But praise God, when that old man of God began to preach the Word of God and to carry it out there, I believe that the hearer will have to hear and answer, and that unto the Almighty God. Not because the preacher said it, but because the Spirit bears witness. Amen?
Yeah.
Without the Spirit of God, you wouldn't be anything anyway. Without the Spirit of God, we're not anything. But I was just thinking about the influence, and sisters sang the song, take my life and just let it be, Lord. Let it be what you want to be. That's hard to do, isn't it? That's maybe easy to say, but it's hard to do. It's hard to turn loose of all the things that we want to muster up and just hand it over in the Lord's hand and say, Lord, just take my life and let it be what you want it to be. And take me where you want me to be. And give me the message that I need. Give him the message. Give me the message that others out there are in need of. Help me, God. Take my life and just let it be an influence to whomever that I come in contact with. Whomever, Lord, that you would just give me the Spirit and that to speak to. I tell you what, there's many times when I'm out there and I get the opportunity. Just today, yesterday, I guess it was, I sat at my table and I got to witness to a young man, and tears began to roll down his face, and he began to say, oh, I'm so glad that I come by this way. You know, praise God, we don't know what God has got in store for us tomorrow. About one thing for sure, if we will just do what He lets us to do, what He will lead us to do, we will have influence on someone else. You may not realize just how strong your influence is. You may not realize how far the shadow that you're casting is going out there. But I guarantee you one thing today, each and every one of us is casting a shadow and that of Jesus Christ as we walk in this life. And boy, let me tell you something. If we can cast a shadow, that will reach out and let others know and see. Yes, that influence that we have sometimes. I think, well, I'm just not getting where I'd like to be. I'm just not reaching those that I'd like to reach. I'm just not getting there for some reason or other. But then God said, you just do your part and I'll do mine. Boy, I'm glad that our God is not a failure. He never fails. Some people say, they sing a song. I don't believe that God will fail me. Just a few steps from home. Let me tell you something. You don't have to worry about it. God don't fail, never fail, and never will fail. And I thought you, I don't really particular like that song because I know God is not a failure and He's not going to fail anybody nowhere. He can't do it because their failure is not in Him. I thank God for that tonight. Failure is in you and I. That's where our failure comes in, is me. I tell you what, me. But I'm telling you, and Jack, we're casting a shadow wherever we go. Did you know it can be a good shadow? It can be a long shadow if we're right in the real light of God. Did you know God is the light of this world? That's who it is. He shined down on us all time. And He said, I want you to be the light of the world. Praise God that He is the light. He's shining down on us. And the shadow that we let shine out, let me tell you something, it will do its job. We put a light on this side of me and I'll cast a shadow. Boy, let me tell you, if we got God shining down on us, we should be able to, people should be able to see the shadow of the Spirit and of God shining. We can be able to see it in our lives, in our heart, in our soul. And did you know what? I saw that when I was lost, when I was walking the road of destruction. I saw the shadow that old saints of God was casting out, and it come over me. It come to where I was at, and praise God, you know what it did? It upset me inside. It made me want to know more about what they were casting a shadow about, and praise God, we can. Lost people need to see. They need to see what's going on in our lives. And you might think, well, it's not anything. What little I can do, I'll give you an example of it. You take a pebble and you throw it. I don't know how many of them. As a kid, we've all done it probably. You cast that pebble out over that water and it just skips, goes on, goes on, goes on. And you know what? It makes waves. It makes waves. And you know how far they go? They go all the way to the bank. Yeah. Praise God. They go all the way. All the way. And that's exactly what we need to be doing. We need to be casting a shadow. We need to be casting that stone. We need to be able to allow the waves of our life go all the way out to the edges and the banks of the river and let others see and know and believe that God is real.
Amen.
Amen. My God is real. He's real in my soul. He's real in my soul. He's real where I live. You could have him, but he still wouldn't be real to me. I could have him, but he would not still be real to you. But praise God, I'll tell you, everyone that's saved by his marvelous grace, he's real to us, isn't he? He's there all the time. I'm glad that he is real to me. And I thank God for it. Yes, I do. I thank him for it. My God is real. Casting that shadow of influence. I was going to read just a few verses of scripture. I don't want to hold you too late, I know. In Acts, just how far does our influence go? You know, it sometimes we think that we're just not doing any good, and yet someone will come up to you and say, "Hey, I've been watching you. I like what I see." You know, and I thank God for them. That boy sat at our table yesterday, Martha and I. We talked to him. I tell you what, I preached to him, I guess. I know one thing, the Spirit was there. I know that. And when the Spirit is there, it'll work. It'll work. I'm so glad of that. But I want to read just a little bit about an old man of God over here in the book of Acts, 5th chapter. I'm going to read it starting at the 11th verse, 5:11 Acts. And a great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. Now there was miracles and things going on where the men that were supposed to be casting a shadow, they had failed. They had failed to cast their shadow. And you know, if you fail to cast a shadow, you know what you're going to get? You're going to get the consequences. That's exactly what that man and woman have got just before this reading. But when they saw what had happened, great fear came upon them, upon the whole church. Now, church, we don't fear God. I'm not going to preach that we need to fear God. But I tell you one thing, we need to have fear in our life. There's no doubt about that. I mean, we need to come to the point of fear. That it said that came upon all the church, and many of them as heard these things. Many of them as they heard these things. When we hear these things, folks, what God can do. Did you know God is a loving God and God is a chastening God? Did you know that? Now, let me tell you, the Bible says if you've never been chastened by the Lord, some people say, "Yeah, I stumped my toe the other day. That was probably God chastising me." No, no, no. That's not what God is talking about. Now, let me tell you, when God chastens one of his children, they'll know exactly who did it. They'll know why he did it. And they might not want to recognize it. And they might try to sweep it under the rug. But I guarantee when God spanks one of us, he'll let us know what he's spanking us for. He'll let us know how he'll let us go so far. And then he will bring out the old horse whip. Let me tell you something. And God knows how to chasten his children. Sometimes it hurts. Let me tell you, worse than others. How about we see here that fear fell upon the church. Did you know it seemed like that there is no fear in the church anymore as far as God's chastening? It's like they don't even, most people don't even know anything about chastening. Look around our world and look at the kids. Parents don't know anything about chastening. They don't know anything about it. They don't have nothing to do with it. They'd rather send it over yonder or over yonder than to correct it. Well, let me tell you something. I'm glad that we don't have a God like that, aren't you? I'm glad that we don't have a God like that. God won't send you over yonder. He said, "I'll get you." He said, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord." Did you know that? If we fail God, but we see here that our influence, folks, we have an influence on those around about us. We may not even realize it. We may not realize what's going on when it's going on. But let me tell you something. If we are God's cow, living for God, talking for God, walking for God, and got the Spirit in us, we don't know how far God's going to reach out. But I guarantee you one thing. He is reaching out through each of us. He's got something for each one of us. Our influence on others. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one mind in Solomon's porch. Did you hear that? And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders. Signs and wonders. And of the rest, there's no man joined himself to them, but the people magnified them. And the believers were the more added to the Lord. Listen to this. Boy, I love this. I love this. Why were they added to the Lord? And the believers were the more added to the Lord. Multitudes. Both of men and women. Multitudes added to the church because of obedience and good influence. Folks, wouldn't you love to see all of this happening today?
Amen.
Our influence is failing. We cannot reach out. People are laughing and making fun of God's people. Did you know that?
Yeah.
The ones that say, I am. I am. I am.
Yes.
And then the lost people look at them and laugh. Say, if you am, I am. No, I want to. You know, that's about the way it is. If you are, I don't want it.
Yeah.
If you've got it, I don't want what you got. Mm-hmm. Because you're a hypocrite.
Mm-hmm.
Your influence shows it. What you're doing shows it. Insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets, laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. What about that? They were so concerned and so blessed and so believing by what the others had cast out, what they had showed, what their influence had brought to them, that here they were. They were reaching out to everyone they knew, everyone that needed help, everyone that needed salvation, everyone that needed healing, everyone that had a problem. They were reaching out with everything they had. And you know what they did? They went out and gathered them up and brought them in beds and all kinds of situations, the Bible said there. And that even maybe just the influence or the shadow of Peter might overshadow them because they had enough confidence in what Peter was doing in Peter's life and what he had shown to them that they wanted everyone they knew to be under the shadow of his influence. What about us? What about us? Is our influence that great? Can we just listen to the song tonight? Say, Lord, just take my life and let it be. Let it be for you. Let it be for you just a light. I was speaking to some people today. They said to me, you have email, you have Facebook, you have all these things that we can contact you about. I said, I'm sorry. I'm left behind. But then I had an influence mark. I said, I'm trying to keep the devil out of my house. They said, I understand that. You know, they said, I understand. Though they both had them in their hands. They said, I understand. I said, I'm doing my best. And I'm going to go just as far as I can to keep the devil out. Did you know Satan's already said that I'm going to put my mark on you? And he said, it'll come to the time when you can't even buy and sell if you don't have my mark. That's what the Bible says. That's not me. I believe it calls it the mark of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something, folks. Satan is putting his mark on our babies.
Mm-hmm.
From babies. Used to be he would bother the grown-ups. Now he's put it out to where you can't even go to school if you don't have my mark, the devil tools. You can't even go to school. How far is he going to go? I'm glad God said vengeance is mine, said the Lord. I told him, I said, I'm totally out of touch as far as you're, that's what you're talking about. But then I told him what I was doing. I said, I understand. I hate to be out of touch. But like I told him, I'm trying to keep the devil out of my house as much as I can. But it'll come a time when he's going to say you either you got it or you ain't going to make it. That's what the Bible says. That's not me. That's his prophecies. This is prophecy. This is prophecy. This is what God said. It's coming to that point. And folks, it's got us. We're right at the end. We're right at the end of that. When it comes down to where the little babies, 1, 2, 3 year old, have to have it. He's putting his mark on their brain and their heart. They can't do without it. That's the message. You can't do without it. You can't do without me. And the world in general is basically gearing up to all that. I might have told you this before. I walked into the bank up here one day, but no tellers. Betty knows about it. Don't. I said, what's going on? Amy or one of them come out of their office and said, we're getting rid of the tellers. We want everybody to do it online or by their smartphones. I said, I don't have none of that. What am I going to do? She said, well, if you come in here and make enough noise, one of us will come out and take care of you. So far they have done that. So far I come in and I holler for one of them and they show up. But folks, that's just another mark. Just another mark. Just another step. And pretty soon you can't get groceries without it. Bible, he said, I'm going to make it where you can't even get food. If you don't have my mark, you ain't even going to get food. Yeah, that's what he said in the book. Not me. But anyway, that's another level. And glad to be here. Glad the Spirit bear witness. Glad that everything seemed to work together. Jack said, take my, the song he sang was, I'd rather work for him than anything else. I'd rather be one of his than anything else. That's a good influence, Jack. Keep it up, son. Let them that you know, that you work with, let them that you meet, everybody you know, let them know. I'd rather be a Christian than anything you got, man. I'd rather know Jesus than all the world. Because it's coming to an end. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Anybody got anything on your heart? I know. Some of you said, boy, if I'd known I'd been under this, I'd stay home. the devil will tell us all kinds of stuff. We're just in this together. Yeah. We're working together.
That's right.
And I'm not. You know, I'm getting to the point I can't do much. Boy, I hate that. I hate that. Because inside of me, I'm preaching just as good as I ever did. But out here, things are changing. Things is happening. Brother Eric.
Lord, I should have mentioned this before the service was over. A guy called me about, it's been 3 or 4 days ago. His dad, me and his dad was a hunter. We hunted together. His name was Norm Lawson. And he liked to camp out on East Fork. And he always wanted me to come up and camp with him. And I said, no, I better not do that. And I said, my wife won't allow me to do that anyway. And but anyway, I'd like to everybody in here to remember that the boy's name is Lee Lawson. Remember that boy. As far as I know, that was the only that on East Fork in them camps that I just can't do it. And my wife won't allow me to do that anyway. And I'm glad she would. But anyway, that's all I got to say.
Influence.
Just remember the man, his name is Lee, he's 54 years old, the only child the man had. Me and Norm was awful close, but I just couldn't do what Norm wanted to do, and I cried and cried over Norm after his son called me and told him. But I can't do nothing about Lord today. I can't. Nobody else can.
Sometimes we have to pick and choose. One thing about it, we don't need to be in the devil's playground, do we?
No.
Right.
We don't need to be there.
That's right.
That's not good influence. I mean, people invite you, oh, come over here at the bar and join in with me for a while. You don't have to drink or nothing. Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. Somebody see you go in there, your influence is gone.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm like Eli, pick and choose. Pick and choose where you go, pick and choose your company, pick and choose what you do. Always cast a good shadow.
Yeah.
Somebody else? If not, then we'll just go home, okay? And Brother Roger will be back Sunday, I'm sure. And he just had a granddaughter. You know them granddaughters has a lot of influence on grandma. So he had a granddaughter that sent something out, and she wanted him to come. And he said, I think we better go. And I say he made the right choice.
Mm-hmm.
So he figured we could let him go one time anyway. So God bless him and God bless you.